What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since about the past 8 years.
Yo, this your boy Ricky Rick. Oh, I love it, Zulu girl. Oh, I say,
this is Quest at the top.
All the stars. All the hits. This is Latinos Radio.
Welcome to the extended cut with Esme and LSD. Now, of course, we come from different shows, right? I come from The Plug, The Diva Drive, you know, my babies, right? And to formally introduce myself, I am LSD, the most addictive voice on radio, joined by the ever so gorgeous Miss Ramsey.
You.
Please.
What a beautiful intro.
Please, you have the platform to formally introduce yourself.
Oh my goodness, yours was so sweet and short. Now mine is just going to... Okay, anyway, what it do, what it does. Mine sounds like a YouTube intro.
I like it. I like it. It's actually, catch you can catch it, you know.
It does what it does. Yeah. But anyway, what it do, what it does. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey, the one and only Cruz Copca looking to ever do it like me, otherwise known as Diego the Big Don Dada, in and around these streets. And we live, baby. I come from the hit list. And Radio Deep. Yes, so we come from music show backgrounds, and that is why we have decided to join forces. And let's just combine
and make
everything.
Something big.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Otherwise,
what we're doing.
Yes, please. Otherwise, we both are music lovers. I just want to put it out there.
Yes.
That Esme and I, look, Jay. Music and us.
That's how we first connected. Okay.
I'm literally speaking of music, ma'am, this week has been throwing hands personally. Right? We know that as music lovers or fiends or whatever they call them, right? We need music to survive.
True.
And how has your week been? And what are your top two songs, three songs that kept you moving?
Girl, I had a whole playlist.
Oh, please.
What do you mean? All right. My week has been super slow, I'm not going to lie. The last time I was on here, I said I was going to change up my stuff a bit. That was basically me changing from one module to another, which means that I have Wednesdays off. So I'm off on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
But then I realized this week that, like, I don't think I want that for me. What? Don't get me wrong. I love the new module. Problem is, I'm at home. And I get super lazy. Like, I just want to be in bed all day. And year-end fatigue.
Yeah.
Listen.
It has us on a chokehold.
Yo.
Yo.
We are going through it.
It's bad. We are.
Yo.
And I think more than anything, it's a scam. This whole thing of thinking that you have the whole day to yourself.
Exactly.
And that you'll study. It's a scam.
I was like, listen, I'm catching up on Tuesday. And Wednesday, I caught up on the Big Bang Theory. That's what I caught up on.
I'm still catching up.
Right? I mean, I did
still
something.
Catching up.
I locked
exactly.
in a bit. A genuine chat, you know, I opened my book and I was like, yeah, because I'm kind of new to this new module. I'm like 2 weeks behind. Let me just catch up. I did like... The first week's lecture slides, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm done.
I'm all caught up." Ever got that notification on IG?
You're all caught up. There's nothing we can show you anymore. But
exactly.
Anyway, other than that, my three songs that kept me going this week. This week I was missing my mom. Yes, I was playing a lot of. I was listening to a lot of music that she'd play around the house. So I was listening to Minnie Riperton. Loving you. Yes. La 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 la.
Oh, wow. Listen,
we coming for you, girl.
Yes.
Listening to a lot of Minnie Riperton. Loving you. I was listening to
I was about to say, I feel that you are an old soul.
I am.
Man.
I'm a bit of everything, to be honest.
Ne?
Que tana lo yena so. Yeah, all right, all right. I was also listening to album that dropped by JID. Listen, I've been posting every day on my IG notes.
Yeah.
Yes, JID has dropped such a beautiful, beautiful album. Yeah, so the songs that I like from the album is GZ and For Keeps. So those are the ones I've been having on loop. Yeah, this entire week. That's my top three.
Otherwise,
chaotic, but chilled.
Yeah, how I was about to say, otherwise it sounds a bit wild.
I know, right? Like, how do you put Mini Ripples in it and JID the same? In
wild
the same
and
playlist.
Calm.
But yeah, how was your week? I want to know. What three songs kept you going?
Oh, man, this week was... I didn't feel it.
Okay.
In
a good way or in a bad way?
It's so confusing. Because last week, okay, ever since I came back from recess, my brain has still been on recess.
Girl, you gave yourself a 2 week long recess.
I'm
so jealous.
Ma'am, why are you snitching?
I'm sorry.
But otherwise, yes, my brain is still on recess. Mm-hmm. And when we came back, it was still that thing of, okay, he's kind of on recess, you know. So I'd go to class, but usually when I come back, I'm always like, okay, let me try and regurgitate the information, you know, what did I learn today, all of those things.
Absolutely.
But no, I haven't been doing that. So I came back, that past week I'd come back tired and I'd sleep every single day.
Right.
I'd sleep. And I was like, no, there's this weird fatigue I have.
And
Monday came, I'm like, oh, first afternoon without actually sleeping. This is progress, right? So, yeah, and I think throughout, it's just been like that. I haven't been too tired.
Yeah.
I want to try chia seeds, by the way.
Same.
For the fatigue.
I've been saying,
yeah,
I need to get in chia seed bag because this is not it.
I need to try those. I'll be trying them for the first time, so I'll see if the fatigue will wear off.
They just look so jelly-like. I'm like, oh my goodness, is this a dragon fruit? What is this?
It's giving caviar and don.
Bougie things, okay?
I'm telling you. But the songs that I have listed this week, my top three songs, it's really been Justin Bieber.
Oh, the new album.
Yes, I love it.
Into it.
Please check it out.
I have to.
I love Yukon. Yukon is my number one. Go Baby. And the third song, which apparently is old, is one by, I can't pronounce his name, Dijon. It's called The Dress. Beautiful song.
Okay.
Please listen to it when you're cooking on a Sunday.
Oh.
Perfect. Ambiance.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm definitely doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I love that. That's a pretty... I mean, when at least you had some stability, you had a vibe.
Right.
You had a whole... Me, I'm all over the place with my playlist. But
you
it is what
help.
It is. And also coming back straight after recess and then jumping into
schoolwork,
it's not a vibe. I'm like...
You feel
but
like
then you're
you've
also
just
at
jumped.
Home. Exactly. Then you're also at home and you're like, yo, but I want to stay here longer. And then you come back and you're like, yeah.
Back to reality.
Back to life.
You hit a note.
Period. Okay. Speaking of life and reality, we have decided to hit the campus community with something. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? We were going around campus just asking people, what song have you been having on loop today? Okay, and we have decided to come up with our top 10 songs for the week of songs that have been trending, right? We're gonna start from 10.
Yes, please.
10, Mr. Media by Tyler. Gorgeous. I love that song down.
I haven't heard it.
It's trending on TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok.
Girl!
Yeah, please don't judge me. Okay, I download TikTok for like 2 days and then I delete it.
I need to go on a TikTok break. I'm not gonna lie.
Tell me, I'll hook you up.
I'll do so.
And then we have number 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Toluguti by Jess Wex, featuring GL _ CJ, and Tugutela featuring Mahu.
Ah, that's a good song, man. Number 8, we have I'ma Get Down by Something Soweto featuring Blackie.
Is it from the album, that album, what is it called again?
I haven't tapped into that either.
Touches a Move.
Yes, that album.
So literally, Touch is a move. If you listen to it, you'll realize he was onto something.
He was cooking.
He was cooking.
Okay. Rest was twisting in the kitchen.
And of course, Isaga is not moving. Isaga is not moving on this list. Now the song's amazing, actually. Hey?
It is. It's timeless. Literally the vibe for anything. You could be doing anything and just listen to that song. Mm. Which is so nice.
Now that WhatsApp has incorporated music, people will just post play Yamazamban.
And it's your fail. Number six, we have Ibuba by Kabza the Small.
Mm-hmm. And now in number five, we have Mr. Media, also by Tyler. It had to be twice Tyler on the list.
If it's nice, you play it twice. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right, number four.
Mm-hmm. We have, girl, I'm going to need you to help me here.
Oh, ma'am. Ratswana Ritu. Go help Ratswa. But it's Uzizwa, ne?
Yes.
Uzizwa Ganjani. Yes.
By Mahu, Jazz Walks, Tukutela, GL underscore CJ.
Are you ready to it?
Hey.
But jazz works.
That's why we're here to plug you. This is your playlist for the weekend. That's your assignment.
Please, I am onto it. Number three is Indandato by Something Soweto, also on that album. Touch is a move.
It's a move. I was going to say it's a go.
What? This is why you need to listen to it this weekend.
I need to. Okay. Number two, we have Benicela by Mahu featuring GL underscore CJ.
Ooh. And of course, number one is Dynamite, also by Tyler.
By Tyler, baby girl.
The girl doing things, okay?
Big things.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of people who are doing big things, we have an amazing guest in studio today.
We have Kifela.
Kifela is a South African gospel artist, songwriter, and a Christian influencer who is originally from Butterworth. Etuva, please correct me. Please correct me because, wow, the Xhosa, right? And, of course, through her music, she aims to elevate the message of Jesus globally and serve the body of Christ with new and unique sounds. Now, Mrs. Fela, please do introduce yourself. Who is Q Fela?
So I'm Miss, not Mrs. Okay,
seriously.
Yeah. So my name is Kaya Fela, but my nickname is Q Fela, or known as Q Fela. I am a born-again child of God, so I love the Lord, and I'm originally from Igua, like you're trying to pronounce, but I also do consider myself someone who is, you know, proud of being in PE and having been here for so long. It also has shaped my journey and contributed a lot to the journey that I'm on. So yeah, that is me.
Yes, so what I want to know is, can you please share with us the moment you knew that, like, gospel music ministry was your calling?
Yeah, so gospel met me as a child because my parents were born again. So they would take me to church. So I was basically a Sunday school child, which means I was taught in the Sunday school and church, you know, about Jesus, about Christianity. And so my belief in God stemmed from there. So at the age of 10, I took the conscious decision to accept Christ, and I've walked that journey ever since. And so because of being in the church, I often speak about how the church develops a young person. It plays a huge role. So many people will attest to having found their gift in the church. So even with myself, my mom and I, we used to sing at home on Sunday evenings when she was cooking supper and I'm helping her, and we'd be singing and just worshiping. I also did I admired a lot of people within the church, and I was a very observant child. So when I'm home, I'll be just imitating and mimicking everyone. So even with the singing, songs that I liked, and we'd sing them. So then there was a moment at church where the worship team was not there. And then my mom was like, she can sing. She can sing. And the older people in the church were like, sing, sing, sing. They pushed me. So that's when I started now singing outside of my own home. And from there, the elderly people in the church never stopped being after me, just like asking the worship team to mentor me or like include me. So then I started singing that way. Mm. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Wow.
You know what? I think storytelling is also one of your gifts. Please, please look into that. Look into that. Because how did I just imagine all of that, actually? Really? The singing and all of that. All right. So when writing songs, right, mm-hmm. speaking of gifts,
yeah.
do you start with the lyrics or the melody or the message you want to share?
It happens in either or. Sometimes it's the message. For instance, some of my songs that I'm going to be releasing to the people soon, you'll find that are scriptures. So it's because there's a certain scripture that I've journeyed with in a certain time of my life where I was facing something and the scripture was carrying me or strengthening me through that time. Then I'm like, oh God, the scripture is in my heart. Mm. Then a melody comes and I'm like, I'm gonna insert these lyrics of the scripture in this melody. And then sometimes it's honestly just inspiration. So when I'm in prayer, sometimes when you're in deep prayer, there are ways in which you develop your communication with God or like just feeling his presence. And because music is a gift that is within me, when I, you know, when you respond to something innate within you. So when I experience the presence of God, I automatically respond with melodies. Do you know what I mean? Like you can almost like feel the spirit leading you through like a melody, and that's, and I'm very quick to say, let me record this, you know, because it's I know that it's there, and I know that that is one thing that God is going to want me to deliver to the people, you know. Mm-hmm. I often say that's how I aim to serve my generation with every single gift that God has given me, you know. So I'm like that person who uses every single thing that's within me to preach Christ and spread the message. So sometimes it's lyrics, sometimes it's scripture, sometimes it's a melody. When I was praying and I responded with a melody, then I end up adding words on it.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. Speaking of your writing process, I want to know, what, I want you to tell us more about your newly released debut, right? Gwalisele, am I?
Gwalisa.
I'm so sorry about that. Tell me about the lyrics behind it. Tell me about the message and what you aim to bring out in the audience.
So Gwalisa is so special to me because it was the first song that I wrote, like first official song that I wrote. It was in 2019. I was in my res room, and again, I was like praying. Mm. And like I say, sometimes I feel like I'm in a deep place with God where I just really need him. And sometimes I communicate that through like, you know, how I feel, and it's expressed in the music or like the melodies that come. So even with that, it was like I had experienced such like sweet intimacy, like, you know, where you feel so much relief now you've prayed, you feel so much relief. And because of that feeling, I was like, I'm nothing without God. Like, I'm literally nothing without him. So in my heart, because of that, Gwalisa came. So the lyrics say, Gwalisa impilo yam, Gwalisa umoya wam, ndifuna wena, ndilambele wena, which means I'm hungry for you, I'm thirsty for you. It was basically just my spirit acknowledging that I can't do life without God. Like, it makes so much sense that whenever I feel stuck, I feel like I need guidance, but also I feel happy, and like the first place that feels like or satisfies my spirit is the presence of God. So then I was like responding to that feeling or like that satisfaction or an expression of saying, God, I truly do need you, so continue being with me. So that's what inspired Gwalisa, and then I wrote it. Then I sent it to my current producer, who's been my producer. He's been amazing. I've been working with him since 2019. I sent it to him, and he added the piano on the like just that voice note that I sent to him. And we were like, dude, we have a song. Like, this is crazy. But it's crazy because I only released it this year, years later. So I learned from that sometimes God prepares you for something way before it happens, but it doesn't mean it's never going to happen. So now we've actually, like, people play the song and I'm just like, wow, this was years back. So yeah. That's how it came about.
Man, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. I keep on getting stunned every time. Like, oh my gosh, wow. And of course, like you'd mentioned, you spoke about being there for the youth, right? Mm. Exhausting yourself for the youth through Christ. Mm. But it's undeniable that the music industry is filled with a whole lot of things, right?
A lot is going on.
Some are in it for the money, some are in it for the fame, some are just genuinely in it.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you balance ministering the gospel through music with the realities of the music industry?
You know what? When it comes to the music industry, I have seen a few things. I've heard a lot of things. But for me, the origin of how I describe this whole thing for me, the gift, is that for me, it's more so ministry. So ministry is when you understand that God has given you an assignment and he specifies it to you. You know what I mean? And so he also guides you on how you go about it, right? So for me, I don't consider it more of like a gift or like a thing that I should build a career out of. It's lovely when it happens, but I think that at the heart of it, I have an understanding that it's just me praising God with a gift that he's given me, you know? And if he wants people to be impacted by it, even that, I don't put it on my own shoulders. I know that God does it automatically. Like even me having found myself in that moment where I had to sing at church, I never orchestrated the moment, or my mom never orchestrated the moment. We found ourselves in that position because God like orchestrated the moment for me to get to like start singing or sharing the gift. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, being anchored or grounded in knowing that what is it that you are here to do helps a lot. So for me, I know that I'm not here to be in the industry. I'm just here to impact people in any form, you know, in any way, in any shape or form. And if it blooms and becomes, you know, a career that I have to like now give my full time to, amazing. But also, I don't want to regard it that way, because then you end up losing the authenticity of it.
That's so true. That is so true. But overall, what has your experience been like, your journey in the music industry when you started, you know, releasing your music, recording, performing? How's that been?
You know what? I would say I'm still in my entry level. Because
you don't sound like that at all, by the way.
Because I have been singing in like different events for years. But to officially become a recording artist, I would say I started this year, because this is the only time that I released my debut single, which is my first song. And then we're going to release our EP very soon, you know. So it's like beginning stages now of even other people within the gospel music space are now seeing you as a, artist. Do you know what I mean? But every now and again, like for me, it's always been physically being in there, right? In events, ministering in events and all of that. So for me, my experience so far has been, I will say it's not easy. I don't think it's easy getting into the industry. It's not easy. But one thing about me, like I say, like the anchoring or like the driving force behind it is the Lord. Yabo. So for me, when I'm getting frustrated, when I pray about everything, guys. Like I pray about everything. If the Bible says cast your burdens unto Jesus for he cares for you, I literally do that. So it helps. The reason why it helps is that when you do it on your own, you would easily give up. But God grants you favor, you know. God like makes you, like God places you in someone's heart. They don't know you, but they're just feeling like, I need to help you, or I need to do something.
Yeah.
You know, they just find that interest, all because God has orchestrated it, right? So even for me now, I think that I believe in God ordained doors. I believe that I'm just going to trust God to open those doors for me. I believe that he's going to give me favor. When I reach out to people who need to help me, they'll help me, right? So that's what I've done so far. I think God has given me people who are willing to, you know, embark on this journey with me, like my producer, I say. Mm-hmm. Like, it's someone who truly believes in what God has put in me, and he's just like, we'll definitely make it happen. You know what I mean? So I'm meeting a lot of people who are like that along the way. But I won't say it's easy meeting them. You get a lot of no's. You get a lot of no's. Mm. You get a lot of no responses. Ignored. You get ignored. But keep knocking. The Bible does also say you have to knock. Mm. Like, it doesn't give you permission to stop knocking. Knocking is something that you need to do as for as long as you live. And then God will open those right doors. You'll find the right people as you keep knocking and knocking. So that's just what I'm doing and I aim to do. I'll keep knocking, and then for people that God puts in mind about me, then they also find me.
Ha! Amazing. You spoke about anchoring, right? Can you please tell us about how and why your ministry is anchored on Luke 7:37?
Yeah,
right. And why that particular verse?
So this scripture is a scripture that God has given me for a worship gathering that I do. I won't say I do it every year yet, but I do it whenever I feel like a strong nudge that it's time to do it. And it's called Alabaster Worship. So the word Alabaster is taken from the book of Luke 7:37.
Okay,
basically a woman who met with Jesus. Jesus used to preach in different cities. So this woman met with Jesus in that city, and she was a sinner. She was basically known by everyone in there as a sinner. And so she wanted Jesus to forgive her sins. She has a very desperate heart. So amongst the crowd, Jesus used to gather a lot of people when he preaches. Amongst the crowd, this woman didn't care. She just tried to reach Jesus. And when she got to Jesus, she basically washed Jesus's feet. And when she was washing his feet, she took an ointment called an alabaster box or alabaster jar.
Okay.
And it was it's said to be an expensive perfume at the time. It was like one of the most expensive perfumes. So she poured it at Jesus's feet as she was washing his feet, just to express that I can give up anything because I need you. Like, I just need you to wash away my sins, heal me, right? And it's the Bible says, when you read that whole passage, that she wiped his feet with her hair. And apparently, hair was an expensive, treasurable thing back then. So you can imagine having an expensive weave and then washing it. I mean, wiping someone's feet with it. So it was humility. It was, she was saying that I can give up any expensive thing because your attention right now is worth more than what I have, you know. So it was an expression of worship. That's what worship is. Like, when you come to God, you can, if he says, I need your whole entire body, you are willing to say, take it because it belongs to you. And so this gathering is also based on that. It's called Alabaster Worship. So we gather to say, I'm opening up myself, my heart, everything that I usually withhold. I'm opening it up to say, God, I need you. So I'm worshiping, and I'm forgetting all of me, and I'm giving up all of me to worship you. And then ultimately, the reward that Jesus said in front of everyone at that time, she said she has loved more than most of you have done. Even Pharisees were like pastors at the time. She has loved more than all of you. And so because of that, she will be remembered in generations to come. So she went in the history books because of what she did. And look at me today speaking about her. And this happened years, 1,000 years ago, you know. So it's basically that the vision behind it is revival. Yeah. So that when you worship God, your sins, every dead thing about you comes back to life. That's what revival means. So I believe that my ministry is about that. Like, when you listen to me sing or do anything, you are moved into coming alive, or coming, if you were not praying, you are moved to go back to a place of prayer. It's not me. It's basically what I believe God has called me to do, you know, in sharing my gifts. So that's what the alabaster box or alabaster worship is all about. You get in the room and you are revived back to life, back to motivation, back to, you know, pursuing Christ.
Wow. Oh, wow. I really like the symbolism behind it all. I know you quickly need to dip.
Yes.
Okay. But let's just talk about your upcoming EP.
Yes.
What can we expect? When are we getting it? When are you dropping it? When are we getting everything?
So, again, the Alabaster Worship Gathering, which mm-hmm. I'm going to be hosting it or doing it for the third time this year. So we did it in 2019. We did it in 2023. And now we're doing it again. But we're doing it bigger because it's a live recording. Mm. So we aim to introduce new songs to the people in there, and they're going to enjoy and experience them before everybody else. Mm. We're going to sing Gwalisa, the one that we released as well, mm-hmm. but now with a live audience of people receiving it in the moment. And we're going to also have amazing like guests. There's women that I met beginning of the year. Their name is Serenity. They're going to be my guests. Mm-hmm. They come all the way from Pretoria. So anointed. So they're part of a worship group called Muso Worship. I don't know if you guys would know it. It's a gospel group. And they're very amazing. So basically, it's just a gathering of people who just have simple hearts. They just love the Lord, you know. And I love that God has connected me to such people. So we're going to record the songs, the music. And then our aim is to basically get the EP ready by the end of the year, but latest beginning of the year,
okay.
The following year.
Yes.
And yeah, this is going to be my first EP, first of many.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly, truly believe that it's going to be a life-changing experience. People who have been in Alabaster will tell you, like, it's no words can describe it. It's better when you experience it in there. It's even me, myself, I'm always like, God, what is this? Mm. Like, what is this? Because it always, like, makes sense when you're in there, in that atmosphere, and it's just experiencing God directly in that. It's almost like a tangible presence of, like, God's warm hugs,
mm.
you know. That's just the environment that we're going to be having. And God really did impress in me the matter of revival this year, to say that even in our city, a lot of bad things are happening, and we need young people who are brought back to the attention of God. You know, God created us for good things, and as a form of like worship, and as an extension of his art, you know, that's what we are. And so there's so much good deposited in us, but because of sin and the enemy, there's so much that's causing us to go astray. There's so much that's causing us to be led astray. And because the enemy doesn't want you back to the creator, connected to the creator, he pushes you so far away to a point that you, because I say our connection to God is our form of like survival, right? Mm-hmm. Notice that when you go and pray about just one small thing, notice how you end up feeling. Like, you feel strengthened, you feel like something has been poured in you when you were empty, like you feel so much better. It's because it's a sign that we need the creator, right? And so I noticed that, you know, these bad acts and these bad things that are going on in our city, in our country, in our world, is because the enemy is keeping so much distance intentionally from people and God. And it shows that you can't, the Bible says you cannot produce fruit unless you are connected to the vine. You know, when a tree is giving, like, the roots are giving the tree life and it produces fruit. That's how it's like living with God, and living without him, you start to die. And we see that there's like the act of crime and bad things that are going on. People are being, I would say, like acting in a heartless manner, and that's because you die completely. You die completely, and you don't have empathy, you don't have all these things that we need. So I say that when we gather, we don't only, like, the good thing that God is doing in our lives does not only impact us, but the people around us. So I believe that revival is for us and our community, and so many people who are struggling. We're going to gather and pray for them and pray for ourselves, and ultimately whatever God pours into us is going to, you know, when you, something overflows, it ends up affecting, you know, the surface, the surrounding, the space. So that's what's going to happen. the more we pray, the more we draw ourselves to the Lord, whatever that He pours in overflow to us affects even our environment. And yeah, that's what I hope will happen on the 2020. It's on the 27th of September. Should I say when it is?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So it's on the 27th of September. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Athenaeum. It's a venue that's in Central.
Yes.
It's going to be at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. and entry tickets are like $2.50 only. Okay. But if you want to have like something nice, like a thank you special gift, you can get your VIP ticket. Mm-hmm. It's $3.50, so it's just an extra 100 rand. Yes. Yeah, but guys, I can't describe to you what I believe God is going to do on that day. I don't believe that it's for any specific person except for someone who just wants to experience some resurrection in their life, some change in their life. I say, even if you've been stuck and you say this God thing doesn't work, come on the 27th and just test God. Like, so I'm giving you a last chance. We are praying. Yeah. We've been praying the whole year, and I know for a fact that everyone has something that they're going to get out of it.
Everyone will definitely be moved.
Yes, everyone will experience something in some way.
Mm. Mm. Otherwise, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much. That was Q Fela.
Yes.
Right? And her debut, and your debut single. Yeah. Right? People should check it out. It's called Gwalisa.
Gwalisa. Mm-hmm. Oh, can I also plug my socials?
Please. Yes. Please do that. Yeah. Do that.
So, because the tickets are available in Quicket, so some people don't know how to navigate their way through Quicket. Yes. So it helps to find me on social media so that you can find the link to go directly and purchase your ticket. So Facebook, I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere. Kaya Fela. And then my TikTok and Instagram handles are at QFela, at QFela underscore on Instagram, at QFela on TikTok, Kaya Fela on Facebook, Q Fela on YouTube. I'm also on YouTube.
I was about to say, please, ma'am, talk about your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Yes. On my YouTube channel, I speak. You guys can tell that I also speak a lot.
Respect the podcast.
Maybe.
I did release a podcast, but you know what? It's a lot of work.
It is. So
much. So I'm still praying and trying to gather a team to help me. Mm-hmm. But as soon as, like, that's, I'm still going to keep pushing on my own. But, I mean, if God, like, gives me people soon and very soon, and obviously resources to sustain them, and, you know, that's going to help a lot, then we can have more consistent podcasting going on. But on YouTube, I speak, like, I the podcast was also called The Limitless Conversation. Because I just feel like young people have so much to talk about. Even in the kingdom space, we have so much to figure out. Having grown up around older people in the church myself, I know that there's certain topics that you never really hear them speak about, and you're just like, I'm a young person navigating life in a different time. Like, things are different now. How do you go through this? How do you face this? How do you know what I mean? And also, I'm quite passionate about, like, changing things in even the kingdom space that are unnecessarily societal pressures that have entered the church or, like, entered the kingdom space, like, so many different things. So I talk about whatever I'm feeling inspired and passionate about on my YouTube channel. I try to create vlogs as well when I can, you know what I mean? So it's just me, and it's an extension of my art, you know. And obviously I also do sing and share my music gift in there as well. So people must check me out there. And all my socials, and you'll find everything. Guys, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming through today. The thank one and only so beautiful Q Fela. You are such an inspiration, beautiful woman. And we will definitely be there on the 27th at the Athenaeum, September. Okay, be there or be told.
Yes, thank you so much.
Of course, the visionary behind the gathering, Alabaster Worship.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I'll see you guys on the 27th. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to see all the preparations on my socials as well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to the people who are tuning in as well. Thank you.
And, all right, Esmeralda, if there's anything that we do best on the extended cut, right, we always talk about what's trending.
Absolutely.
And talking about what's trending, it's Women's Month. So Womandla.
Yes.
We're all about Womandla.
Womandla, period. Right. Okay.
And I want to talk about Shekinah. Right.
The girl doing big things.
I am telling you. Please. Mm-hmm. So she released an album.
Yes.
What is it called again? Less Trouble.
Yes. Let me make sure.
So the album is called Less Trouble.
Yes, it is indeed Less mm-hmm. Trouble by Shekinah.
Mm. So she posted about it go Insta, mm. right? And I think it was all her socials, actually. Mm-hmm. So I first saw it and I didn't read the caption.
Yes. I'm like, you thought it was just a picture.
Hi, yeah. Bo. Ma'am is so cute, sun-kissed, mm. okay? Yeah, and it's so simple. Like, no. I see the edits, say like the color. And no, it's just normal.
That's one thing about her. Like, her cover arts are just...
Simple.
Simple, effortless, like, but still so beautiful. You can just see stunning. That, like, she's oozing elegance, man.
I'm telling you, so is her music. Absolutely. Right? So she came back, Sana, when no one expected it.
True.
I feel like she dropped a bombshell, not once. Twice. Rose Fest making a return.
Yay.
Album. Jay, more spacing.
I mean, she had to.
And she dropped hints, okay? We had Risky, Steady.
True.
She's been
hinting.
Sana. But I mean, she's really been doing the things. And did you see Rose Fest?
It looked like a ball. Guys, one day.
Guys, and even speaking of Rose Fest, actually, mm-hmm. Rose Fest, Z Nation.
Hey,
what a time for people in Johannesburg!
Another one. Woo. I've never wanted to be in Johannesburg this bad.
I'm telling you,
Kopalit MPE.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, we got things. We got things going on.
We have the beach. That's something.
Yes. And then another event that we will be attending on the 27th of September. Yes. By Q Fella.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I want to join you with the notes, and I forgot that I'm not that gifted.
I'm not gifted either, girl. I'm just
winging it. Let me just hit a note.
Can I fail? If I go further, come here.
It's gonna go down in studio.
Altos, from soprano to alto.
I'm telling you. So about Z Nation, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently, she had a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Go line up on your high. I'm talking about Batobotswan Lebo, Busiswa,
Borujiso.
Exactly. All of those. Kuru. You can. Ungabani magaufela. They were all there, right? And apparently, she changed. The apparel had 10.
As she should.
10, man.
I saw Muzi also did a lot of wardrobe changes.
Really?
Yeah, she was the MC. Just like how she did at Cotton Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did that here and she looked so beautiful.
Muzi always slays.
Eats down.
Like she never, ever, ever misses.
Body tea. She's like, I feel like Muzi's like the Tiana Taylor of South Africa. I'm saying body tea. Fashion wise, music, she's also good. Like, she eats at everything. Presenting. What else are you not?
Multi-talented. Multi-talented. No, Muzi.
No.
I am telling you, she's amazing. And yes. Nadia and Akai as well was there.
Mm.
Big. What I liked about her lineup was that it was a mix. Like, it literally catered, but go fail.
Yes, every Spoon music.
Spoon Gospel, right?
Mm.
We had Brendan Praise as well.
Yes.
Gospel. Bo Makati, Big Zulu, Makati, Kiki, Limpopo. Music. Hey. I just forgot the genre. I don't think Likompo, but that one.
Likompo.
Right. Oh, guys, Likompo, Limunati.
Limunati.
I'm telling you.
How could judge? Not at all.
Otherwise, speaking of Taylor Swift as well,
mm-hmm.
12th album on the way.
Yo. This one is sweeping all the awards. We know.
We all know. Like, Tay Tay is back.
Tay Tay
is back. And the album is called The Life of a Showgirl.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm yet to experience. You know, when these artists always drop their albums, I always look forward to the tour.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Because you know the hype around it is... so beautiful.
Look what happened with Cowboy Carter.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm telling you. So we definitely look forward to that.
And the tour.
Mm.
Even though we can't be there, but it's cool. Be there in spirit.
Oh, exactly. I was about to say that. Like, look, you never know. Actually, you never know. You could be in one of the countries. Who knows, guys?
Hey. Little plugging, little.
Speaking of the spirit of Womandla, yes. Right? We're talking about women and the music industry. Mm. Yes, please.
Okay. So, have you realized that women... Mm-hmm. It's so harder for women to be on the come up or to break through in the music industry. Mm-hmm. You know, you always need a team. You can't just push promo and J.
Without.
And yes, without that. Because women are always pressured to have a certain aesthetic. You need to, especially with like hip hop. They need that sex appeal and they need you to look a certain way. Like, there are stories where women have even been told by their, you know, record labels to like, oh, you need to go lighter, bleach your skin a bit.
You need to dress like this.
You need to, you need to dress a certain way. Like with Spice from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She's like a dancehall artist in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yes. And where she was... constantly getting bashed for how melanated she is. And
really?
No. And then she even made a song. I love that song, Down. Hypocrisy.
Mm.
Where she has like, looks like she has her skin bleached. Okay?
Oh, but
I'm talking porcelain bleached.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? And she has a whole music video talking about like, okay, since you say I'm too black for you, how do I look now? And she doesn't look as beautiful as she looks in like her natural skin tone and everything. I know another thing about, you know, my favorite girl, Jessie.
Of course.
Yes. So where I was too young to listen to the song, okay? But my mom walked in on me listening to the song.
That's weird.
She was saying nasty things, but like not in that way. But I understand
in
the
what
intent.
Way, ma'am?
Listen, let me tell you the story.
All right, story time.
Okay, so this song is titled Gatekeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
And she talks about how hard it is for women to get into the industry. So you approach record labels and whatever. You know, these men in power. And they're like, okay, well, if you want me to put you on, you know, a favor for a favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously she goes into descriptive detail that I can't say on air. And yeah, that's the part where my mom walked in and she's like, what are you listening to?
What is wrong with you?
But like the message of the song, she just walked in at the wrong time. She should have stayed for
and
the
And now
whole
you
song.
Can't even say that because now you feel guilty.
This is the story. behind it, but it really is a reality. It's sad to see and to know that, you know, even in the 21st century, it is a reality where, you know, when you're a woman trying to break into the music industry, especially in in a male dominated industry, you find that, you know, you need to do crazy weird things for you to just be seen and recognized like that, and for a label to push you. Shout out to like the record labels who, you know, don't do that and who genuinely
like,
just
okay.
see you for your talent, right? Even with the Cassie thing, Cassie Ventura with the Diddy case and whatnot. Yeah, that was a lot.
It's a lot, and right? I think it's one of the realities that we feel we should also normalize because we feel powerless as well.
Exactly.
It's more like, okay, I know that give favor for a favor. That's how it is. Whereas in reality, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
But because we've actually put ourselves in a position where we're like, you know what, as long as I can get the bread. Obviously, it's Dimasam. All of those things have been... they've been damaged in a sense, but that's fine because you're like, no, I'm gonna put myself here.
And it is,
yeah, if the producer says, come after four, I will put your song there. Right. Then I will speak with the big guys. Then you're gonna do it, even though you know that once again, I can sing and I have potential, but you want to. You want the breakthrough.
Because you've
That's
been on the
all
come
that
up
you
for
want.
So long. And you get, it's so, so hard. Also, in South Africa, you know, we've heard of female artists who've had to give up their rights to a song for peanuts. Okay? It's so sad, just so they don't get no credits on that song either.
To the point where we have to include lawyers and all of those things. Guys, we could have just settled this.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's really... And also, speaking of which, there's this artist whose podcast I also watched.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular. You know her. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if I should just mention her, but yeah. Right. But she spoke about... She was called a home wrecker when people didn't even have an idea of what actually happened.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hear the man's side of the story. It was all because... You are a woman, and you are the woman. You are the homewrecker. Yes. You. Whereas the real story is that the man was at fault for not mentioning that he'd broken up a long time ago with the ex, right? And that whatever that was happening there was just purely love. It was just two people trying to be in love, right? And it got to a point where it tarnished her career, her music career. And not just only that, her mental health as well.
Yes.
Everything. Mm-hmm. She lost a lot of money as well amidst all of that. So it's just more than just those things of trying to also get a breakthrough. But you're constantly battling, even when you are in the music industry as well. Mm. So yeah.
That is so true, because it's crazy how... something like a cheating allegation could ruin a woman's career, whereas with men, when they cheat, it's always "I forgive myself" on Instagram, and then come up with a song. And we just forgive and forget like that. It's so easy. Yeah. It's so easy, but it's so disheartening. Also,
but again, we don't generalize. Some men do actually acknowledge that, you know what, I flopped, you know, and therefore I'm gonna take accountability for what I did. And I don't think that she should be treated like this simply because, I mean, it was the two of us that did this. It wasn't just me. You know, but again, we have others that are just weird.
Very. All right, ma'am. So basically, that was just us discussing the disadvantages of being a woman in the music industry. Yeah. I wish I had tips. If I was in the industry, I'd get a plug.
Please, girl, I don't understand why you don't even have songs released. Ma'am, you freestyle. Like, I can't even begin to think.
Please, I was literally of a word week thinking that rhymes. That was just a phase in high school.
I don't think you should overlook it.
Do you know how hard it is to just sit and write? I mean, I used to do it easily, to the point where I could almost rap off the dome. Now I'm I would sit for hours and I'm I don't know where to start. I don't like this beat. I don't like this. I'm just overthinking too much.
Thank you. I was about to say, don't you think that you overthink? Because, ma'am, you were just wet behind the ears at the time. But you had something.
Okay, true.
And now you're old. Your vocab is much more enhanced. What are you saying?
Right.
Right.
But I have one song that I released back in high school. That was my first ever song.
Oh.
What's the song called? Untitled. I literally didn't have a plan for that song. It's really cool. People like it. I was very surprised that they liked it.
I need people to encourage Esme to be very serious about life.
Kitlazama, Joe.
I am telling you. But otherwise, Esme, just to loosen up before we actually end this entire podcast.
Yes. Let's play a little game, because that was quite a your topic.
How I dread
that we
this
had
moment of ending the podcast.
Right, it was so nice.
I
and
swear,
it's our first time presenting.
Literally.
Literally.
But what is the game called? What are we doing?
I want us to play a game of Would You Rather.
Would you rather? Okay, explain the rules. What's happening?
Would you rather this or that?
Okay.
Simple.
This is interesting. Cause
do you want to go first?
Yes. Would you rather? Is it just anything from the top of
my
head?
Anything.
Okay. Would you rather give your friends money to start a business? Would you rather share your entire riches with your friends forever?
I would rather spend my entire riches with my friends.
Ah.
something about buying my friends or Benz or something like that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Something like that. Okay, let's see. Off the top, off the dome. Would you rather?
Yes.
Not shower forever or not use deodorant forever? One or the two. Not, you shower but no deodorant, or you shower or you don't shower but you use deodorant.
Okay, we listen and we don't judge.
That's okay. I will be judging, though. I'm just
you know, given how deadly a person can smell.
She said you potent.
Lethal. Right. And of course there are people that shower without any deodorant or without any soap, and
yeah, they still kind of smell. Natural deodorant.
Yeah, and they still kind of smell okay. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm a bit obsessed with perfume. You know what? I think I'd rather shower.
And shapa natural.
Yeah, you'll die of smell. I mean, it's the same. Zama hor or hotel perfume uzure. Or sweatile and tell me
horobiang.
Okay, so there's no win. Exactly.
Because you can take more showers in the day.
Exactly.
You know. And no one said you can't use wipes. That's the nice
girl
thing about
will
the
always
woman.
Make plans. I'm telling you.
Yeah, this is giving I'm every woman. Period.
Yes. Always have wipes.
Period.
Always. Otherwise, my last question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Would you rather? Would you rather move to a country,
okay,
with just your siblings, and, or rather,
okay,
would you rather move to a country with just your mom?
That's so hard.
I know.
Oh my goodness, if my brother listens to this, I'm so sorry. But the thing is, okay, now, you know, he has a new family. Little Pickney was born like 2 weeks ago. He's engaged. So now he's like, he's looking out at other things in life, you know what I'm saying? Like I said,
feel coming.
I feel like my mom and I would have so many arguments. I love her down.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, no, I'm definitely taking my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, my brother has his little family now. And then, yeah, mom is like alone, kind of.
Ooh, I see. So, I see where you're going with this, but
yeah.
Trying to justify it. We know where the love lies. Tell me where your love lies. Oh, all right, the last question.
Last question. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have come up with such good questions.
I know,
you
right?
You are challenging me right now.
Simon, it was your idea.
I know. I always do this to myself. Okay. All right. Give me a second. Would you rather? Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Would you rather go back to normal radio? Like go back to the plug, or would you rather stay on the extended cut? How to make it spicy.
I think.
You can't plead the fifth, by the way.
I can't what?
You can't plead the fifth. Kibon.
You know, I love radio so much, mm-hmm. right? And I've always loved radio, mm-hmm. right? Because of how alive I feel on radio.
Absolutely.
Right? And and engaging with my audience. And I'm a person that loves engaging with people. I think I'd hijack you guys from the extended cut and have you guys on radio.
Okay,
I love podcasts, but I love radio more.
Yes, because you did like one show alone, I think.
Yeah,
did you have a co-host, The Plug?
Oh, no, I never had a co-host.
Yeah, so I'm
exactly. So hijack you guys and you'll definitely join The Plug.
Fair.
Yes. So,
okay, but that's not answering the question. So you're saying you're going back to radio?
Yes.
Abandoning us?
Yes, 100%. I'm sorry. I love you guys so much, but I love radio more.
Okay.
It's not you, it's me.
Wow. Wow. Look at you. I can't believe this is me on the other end of this question. Yeah, man. That is it for the extended podcast.
Of course. Do catch me on Insta. I'm Lesti Valo Maroja _ Rakhadi, as well as X. I'm going to say Twitter. Before that, Sharp. That guy from PTA R Sharpa. Hey, it's X, right? Mm-hmm. On X, Facebook, as well as TikTok. No, just those, really. Otherwise, I'm LSD, the Mr. Dictor voice on radio, and that was next in a cut. Ma'am, please close off.
Esmeralda Ramsey, the one and only Grisco of Gulligan to ever do it like me. Otherwise known as Diego the Picked On Data. In and around these streets, we live, baby. And I am only on Instagram. My TikTok is a ghost account, so yeah. But anyway.
People like you.
Period. I go by the handle of Lady_Esmeralda. And you can also follow Madiba's Radio if you want to put the names to the faces. I mean, the voices to the faces. The names and the voices to the faces. Go check us out at Madiba's Radio on X, on Instagram, on LinkedIn.
Everywhere.
On everywhere. Wherever you want us, you name it, we on it.
Otherwise, that was the extended cut.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Oteche deza Madiba Radio.
Omameti Madiba's Radio.
Akalese na Madiba's Radio.
Dalile I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opening up the wave for you to be heard.